This is Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. The American Farm Bureau Federation president offered solutions to the Senate Ag Committee. We'll have more right after this.
In rural Iowa, you need reliable information. The Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network brings you ag-specific content like market trends, weather outlooks, and policy updates that matter to your operation, while your local station brings you community news and consistent updates on what is happening in your area. It's a partnership built for the challenges of rural life. Your farm, your local station, and your friends at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, where Iowa Ag matters. Find us online at iowaagnet.com.
As farmers and ranchers continue to grapple with a difficult farm economy, the Senate Agriculture Committee recently held a hearing to discuss solutions. American Farm Bureau Federation President Zippy Duval was one of the experts to present testimony before the committee, and he said the time is now to increase demand for homegrown food, fiber, and renewable fuel.
Well, I focused on the need to increase domestic demand for agricultural products, especially in light of the historical headwinds that our farmers are facing, as well as trade disputes and farm labor crisis. The fact is that USDA projects farm income this year to be nearly $50 billion below the levels of just a few years ago when adjusted for inflation, and that's unsustainable.
Duval said that there are several other policy levers that Congress can pull to help farmers and ranchers.
Congress can help correct the structural imbalance of our food system by fixing long-term problems and also through new pathways. Long-term steps like authorizing year-round E15, modernizing our farm labor programs, and expanding access to trade markets will all help farmers get back in balance.
Duval said the hearing presented a great opportunity to look at the entire agricultural economy.
Concerns about fertilizer shortage were also discussed, and the potential of that issue to further limit farmers' ability to feed our nation. We've lost 175,000 farms in recent years, and we'll lose a lot more if we can't bring balance back to the ag economy.
For more information, visit fb.org. You can find this story and much more by heading on over to our website at iowaagnet.com. While you're there, go ahead and sign up for our daily e-newsletter. That way you can get our 5 ag news stories conveniently delivered to you every day. For Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith reporting.